Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah samaches, mitzvah 68. Shalom nashis yad bein love lamalve beribis. As we mentioned, this is the third in this section of Parshas Mishpatim, this week's Parsha, that relates to loans. We had the mitzvah of lending in the first place. Then we had the aveira of not going to collect from someone who you know cannot pay back. That was yesterday's. And today we have a related mitzvah, which relates to this and relates to mitzvahs that we're going to have later on. Not being involved at all in a loan that is taking place that is being done with interest. We're going to learn later on of the Isser Daraisa of interest itself, Isser of Ribis, very intricate topic discussed in the fifth parak of Bamasiyah, Zeo Neshach. But this Isser is put here, which includes any involvement on the part of any player in a loan. So who does that include? So let's see. Shlonis asik b'malvis ribis bein halobe v'hamalva. So obviously we're going to have later on the isser of ribis, of lending money with interest. So that's on the lender. That's the isser. But even more than that, and he might violate this aveira too, when he lends with interest. Lo sesimen alav neshech. That's the pasuk in our parsha. But this pasuk is more inclusive. Who does it include? Shes asik beribit malavus ribis bein alove v'hamalve klomar shelo nasa lohem shum arvus. Number one, I'm not allowed to be an arev, a cosigner on a loan with interest. If I need to be a guarantor that the person is not going to get to give the loan unless there's a guarantor, and I'm going to be the guarantor in the loan, that's an Isser Daraisa. Isser Daraisa being an Arev for a loan. There's a huge discussion in the Achronim. We're not going to go into it so much now, but this is the last blot and a half of Meseches Baba Basra, the longest Mesechta in Dafim. So there, that's the sugyas of Arev. One of the sources of Arev is from the Shvatim, when Yehuda stands up and he says, Anochi Arvenu. It's on me. It's my responsibility. And the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Right? So many concepts where Arvis comes up, but there's a big discussion in the Achronim, how does an Arev obligate himself? When I say, you know what, if he can't pay back, I'll pay back. That's a cosigner, that's a guarantor. So does that, is it as if halachically that I got the money? As if an Arev is really in the place taking the shoes of the Loveh? Is an Arev a total identification with the Loveh or no? He's Magomer Machner Nafsha. He commits himself, but he's really a player on the side. So no matter what you say, even if you take the less extreme formulation that he's a player on the side and he's not actually as if he got the money, but he still violates the Isser. This is an Isser of being an Arev for a loan. Again, we also have to say that Kleisol Arevim Zelazeh. It's a beautiful lashon that the Ritva has in Rosh Hashanah. That Kleisol Arevim, because we're Kaguf Echad. We are Arev to each other. That's his Lasha. That's why we can make brachas for each other. If you weren't Yotzei the Mitzvah yet, I can make the bracha for you. Because we're like one. So that's halachically also could be by an Arev, by monetary matters. And Arev takes the place. But either way, the Torah tells us here, and the Chinuch describes it, that if somebody's an Arev on a loan with Ribbis, so that is Aser Daraisa. Number two, Velo Noyid Alehem. We cannot be witnesses involved in the case. We can't sign on the loan. Or witness to the loan possibly by Milva Alpet, which we'll talk about. And number three, Velo Nichtov Beinehem Shtar, Sheyish Baskar's Ribis. We can't be the sofer. We can't be the one who writes the shtar that has ribis involved in it. Right? So three inclusions the Chinuch has here. He has the Arev, and he has the Edom, and he has the Sofer. Shenamar, lo sesimen alav neshech. Right? That's the pasuk right here. Upa pirsh b'metziah. The pasuk is darshened in b'metziah, daf ayin hei. Shehalav hazeh nomar al hamisaskim b'inyan. Anyone involved could go to Arev, the Edom, the Sofer. Visham, stop there for a second. If you want to look up that Gemara, the Gemara is very clear. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah, Eilu Oven Belosase, Hamalve, Vehalove, Vehaare, Vehaedim, Vachachavim Omer Mafa Sofer, Over Mishum Lositein, Mishum Altikach Meito, Mishum Lotia Lokanosha, Mishum Losisim Alav Neshach. We'll get to Lefnei Iver in a second, but that is what the Mishnah says. We'll talk about it when we get up to Ribbis. Ribbis is a very serious offense, and that's why anybody involved. There's no separate Isser for somebody who's involved in a Geneva. There's no separate Isser for somebody involved in an Ona'a transaction, as we spoke about, taking financial advantage of something, specifically by Ribbis. It's unique. If somebody's involved in the Isser of Ribbis, so that is included in this Aveira. V'sham nomar gam kein shahamalve nechlal limoyim b'lav zeh. Says the Chinuch, the Malv is number four. A fourth person who could get this Avera, that's the Malva himself, besides the specific Avera of lending with interest, but this Isser of being included also includes him. Milvan ha-lavim acherim shemichadim ba, besides the specific lavim that are related to Ribbis. V'klal ho-inyan sh'amar abaya sham, sh'amalva over al-shisha lavim, v'alova b'shnayim, v'maskim be'echad, depending how involved you are, so that is going to be the problem. Even the lova, even the borrower himself, cannot willingly go into a Ribbis agreement. Okay, but that is the definition of the Isser. Misharshi HaMitzvah continues the Sefer HaChinuch, Ki Hakel HaTov Chafetz B'Yishuvi Amok Asher Bachar. As we know, Hashem wants the goodness of the Yishuv, of society. V'Yalkein Tziva LaHasir Mechshol Midarkam, therefore He commanded to remove any stumbling block from their path. L'Bal Yibala HaEchad Chel Chaveiro Mibalish Yargish Ba'atzmo. If somebody steals, okay, that's something that's obviously wrong. But here, what's Ribbis? Ribbis is something that a person doesn't feel right away. He feels like, oh, wonderful, he's giving me a loan. Okay, I'll pay back. We have all these deals out there. Sign up for credit cards, sign up for this, sign up for that. So right away you sign up, you don't feel anything. But then you realize, oh, there's an interest, and there's interest. Interest comes through the back door. That's why interest is compared, as the Chinuch writes here, Ashimasi Beso Reka Mikol Tov Kikendako Sharibis Yadu Adaber Mipreizedekra Neshech. It's called Neshech. What's Neshech? A snake bite. Because a snake bite, right when it happens, all it is like, oh, it's a bite. But then over time, Rachman al Islan, the danger and the venom seeps in, and then a person is in dire straits. So that's exactly by interest. If I borrow money, okay, but over time, the cumulative nature, little by little, that's Ribbis. And that's possibly why, Dafka by Ribbis, there's a separate Isser of all those who are involved. Okay, all those involved in stealing. Okay, that's obviously it's wrong. Nobody's gonna say, oh, they know that's wrong. But here, it doesn't seem like it's wrong right away. And also, as we spoke about a couple of days ago, when we spoke about lending Ribbis to a guy, this is how business works. You want the money, so I'll give it to you with a charge. What's the problem with that? That's regular business practice. That's not stealing. So says the Torah. The Torah says it is stealing. And that's why we have to do everything we can to stay far away from this. And that's why the Torah goes out of its way to aser even involvement by anyone. Ubihimonam in amasa azeh. And by preventing anyone from being involved in the act. Ari v'sofer v'edim yimanu b'nei adam mimenu. So this hopefully will stop people from being involved in it. You can't be this. You can't do this. Also, so you might not come if you're not even a sofer. You could also say this is an example of a siyag daraisa, possibly. Siyag daraisa is examples we've spoken about many times. A is aser mishum B, so it could be not being involved in a ribbis situation at all, because also you will prevent people from being involved, but yourself as well. You won't come to do it. There is a big discussion in the Achronim. I'll mention it now, but I'll come back to the details hopefully later, and that is, where does Ribbis fit in the world of Gezel and Ona'ah v'chulu? We spoke a couple of days ago when we had the issue of Ona'ah from a Yasom. So we spoke about how much is Ona'ah related to Gezel. We spoke about Reb Chaim, who said it's a special Gzeiras HaKasev, or else why is it that Ona'ah, exactly 1/6, right? You give back, but the deal stands. Why is that? Either it's not your money or your money. So he said it's a Gzeiras HaKasev. The same question is asked by the Achronim. The Menachas Asher has a beautiful piece on this in Dvarim, in Siman Samach Dalid, where he asked the question, Yesh la'ayin b'yisodis ha-ribbis, shela'achar she'hamalveh gava ribbis, if the malveh collects interest, ha'im havi kegezel b'yado? Does he have, like, he stole money? De'la'achar she'asar torah ha-ribbis shuv havi kegezel? It's gezel. Or do we say, Shema, no, it's not gezel. What do you mean? This is regular business practice. You gave this to me. How can it be stealing? You gave this to me. But you know what? Gzeiras HaKasev, Torah says it's usher, you got to give it back. But not because you have somebody else's money by you. Ein kan gezel klal. D'mitzah gidri ha-mamon, yeshibur al-alove. V'ha-malve zakon likvos ma'asha pasku b'neim. Gzeiras HaKasev, you have to give it back. I'll just quote one point now, and then we'll get back to the rest. He says, Rav Asher Weiss, b'muskal rishon, I might say this is a machlokas rishonim. Machlokas rishonim based on placement, not even based on content. How? The Rambam puts Hilchas Ribbis in Hilchas Malveh V'Loveh, in Sefer Mishpatim. But the Tur puts Hilchas Ribbis in Yaredeya. Yaredeya, why isn't it in Choshe Mishpat? The rest of Hilchas Gezel is in Choshe Mishpat. Why is it in Yaredeya? So maybe this is exactly the point. The Rambam, the Torah puts it in Yaredeya because it has to do with Isser v'Heter. The Torah asked this. Really, it's yours. You're allowed to keep it. But the Torah says, because you have to give it back. But maybe to contrast that with the Rambam says, no, you lent money, but now you have somebody's money that's not yours. You didn't put it in the Zika with Gezel, but it has to do with Malva Valova. So maybe one could suggest that it's a machlokas just based on placement. But he says, I don't know if I could build a shear based on that because of the Bach. Because the Bach points out, what's the first halacha in Hilchos Ribbis? That we mentioned a couple of days ago. The first halacha in Hilchos Ribbis, if you were talking all about Hilchos Ribbis, the first halacha is, you're allowed to lend Ribbis to a guy. That's the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Ribbis, and in the Torah. Why is that the first halacha? So the Bach points out, because in Yoredeya there, all the prior simanim, we're talking about all the isurim and the halachas that Chazal made between us and the non-Jews. Pasachim, Bishalachim, Yayin Nesach, Avodah Zarah, all of those. So that's why this is there. And once you mention the halacha of lending money to a nakum with interest, and then you throw it all over the rest of Hilchos Ribbis. So we might not be able to say, oh, it's Dafkin Yoredeya and Nanachosha Mishpat because of that, because it might just be connected to the previous to the previous discussion in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. Okay, hopefully we'll come back to that question at the end. We'll see how much time we have. We'll with the Bichas Asher's other rayas from the Rishonim and the Gemaras. But let's finish the Chinuch. It says the Chinuch, V'yata Pratam Bevorim B'Metzia, all the dinim are of these this Isser of involvement in Ribbis is Daf Ayin Hey. That's the last Daf in Ezeon Eshach. Right, everything up to that in Zeir Hashem was all about mamash ribbis. V'noheges b'chamakam v'chos mam is chamar nekevus. The mitzvah applies to men and women, and always v'ha'over alzeh v'na'ase sofer o arif o aid b'milve. If somebody violates and is a scribe, is a sofer or an arif or a cosigner or a milv or an aid, over alavzeh you violate. Aval ein lokan alav. No malchus. Why not? Why no malchus? Right. If let's say you're a sofer, you wrote the shtar. Why no malchus? Sha'afilu hamalve eino b'malchus, because the malve himself is not going to get malchus. Why not? Shahari nitel nishavon, because there's a chiyuv to give it back. Right. It's a lava nitek lase. Just like gezel, you don't get malchus. Lava nitek lase. So the malve, the primary offender in this case, is not going to get malchus. So there's no waste. There's the sefer achinuch that the secondary offender is going to get malchus. The eino bedin dahani daasi machmate yischayvu b'malchus. Right, the malve himself, he's the main player in this regard. He is not going to get malchus. So even though he has the chiyav hashava and you don't have a chiyav hashava because you're just a bystander, but says the chinuch, you never find lo yehi tafel chomer mina ikar. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole piece. If you ever find tafel chomer mina ikar, where the secondary is more chomer, so this could have been a possibility. The chinuch says here beferish lo yehi tafel chomer mina ikar. If the malve is not going to get malchus, so then the people involved are not going to get malchus, even though the reason that the malva doesn't get malchus doesn't apply to these. Okay, but that is what the chinuch said. We'll talk more about that. Let's go do it right now. The minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch Aros Gimel discusses this point of the sefer chinuch, where the chinuch says it's nita li shavon, and then he also quotes the Rambam does not count this in the chive malchus, but then he tries to figure out why, and he quotes some machlokas that we've quoted a number of times in the past. And that is, how do you define a lav she'ish b'maisa and a lav she'ein b'maisa? Different ways. Do you define it as exactly what was done in a specific case? That is a shita of the Ravid. In the shita of Kubetz, that's above Metzia. Did you do an action here? That is a lav she'ish b'maisa. Did you not do an action here? That is lav she'ein b'maisa. But that is a minority shita in the Rishonim. The two more popular shitas of the Rishonim are known as the Chinuch versus the Magen Mishnah. And then the Bedas HaRambam. The Chinuch a few times has said, the Chinuch said this in Mitzvah Shin Mem Dalet, Shin Mem Hey, Reish Mem Aleph, Reish Mem Meis. Other cases that we've quoted in the past, we discussed this in Mitzvah Tess. If you could do an Avera without a Maisa, so then even if you do a Maisa, there's not going to be Malchus. That's what the Chinuch says by Nekama. If you could do it without a Maisa. So, says the Minchas Chinuch, it could be here too. You could do it without a Maisa. The Edom could just testify. The Ariv, maybe you could violate by a milva alpe without writing a shtar. So the sofer, you're right, can't do it. But the sofer could violate it without a maisa by being an aid. So there are ways to do it without a maisa. That's another reason why you might not get malchus. You have to come on to the lo yehi tafach chaber menikar. You could say that there it's possible to violate this aveira without a maisa, so it's called a lav sheibo maisa. If you say the other way, it's more difficult. The Magen Mishnah, Vedas HaRambam, says the other way, that if you could do an act with a maisa, so then even if you happen to do it without a maisa, you're still going to get malchus, because it's defined as a lev sheishba maisa. For example, the Magen Mishnah is describing the Rabbah Menuchas Chiris, chasima, the isra of muzzling an animal. What if I muzzle my animal just by calling and not by muzzling? I go, ah! Right, my animal's about to eat, then I make a sound to stop it from eating. So you can get malchus for that. You didn't do a maisa. The answer is because muzzling can be done with a maisa. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. So that machlokas relates to this. If you say that second view, so maybe that's why the chinuch has to say what he says here. We mentioned before, the Chinuch mentioned part formulation one a few times, but not always. So it could be he's mechalik between different cases. But that is what the Chinuch says. Yeshov from the Lokin, Lachora Haibo Maisa, Mefalo Das Hamagen Mishnah, Tekiva de Mishkachas Maisa, Lokin Apin Shembo Maisa, Vachanami Mishkachas Labishtar, Vachin Lokin Bechalinian, and then, but according to the Chinuch, the Sover Lahefich, Ibkin Ap Im Chasmu in Lokin. Even if you sign it, you're not going to get malchus because it's possible without a maisa. Then he quotes an interesting point, the fourth to last line from the Ksos. The ayin b'ksos achoshen, simin nun beis of katan aleph, mefalpel. The Ksos brings up as follows. Dila ha'omrim edus b'shtar rak midirabanan. There is a machlokes that we've discussed, I think, at least once a couple of weeks ago in these series of shiurim, and that is, how do we reconcile? This is the question of Tosfos and Yevamos on Daf Lamed Aleph and Mabez. How do we reconcile? On the one hand, we have an institution called a shtar. Shtar. Edus b'shtar. You can write down Edus b'shtar. If you have a shtar with two witnesses signed on it, that's Edus b'shtar. How do we reconcile that with what the Gemara says, Mipiyam v'lo mipi ksavam? You have to hear from the mouth of the Edim and not from their writing. So how do you put those two together? How could you have a shtar if there's a din d'oraisa, mipiyam v'lo mipi ksavam? So, three different answers given in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam, right there, on Daf Lamed Aleph of Beis Yevamos, Rabbeinu Tam says, no. The rule is you can write your testimony down. What's being excluded? Only someone who cannot talk. An elaim, a mute person. If somebody could talk, then they're allowed to write their testimony. That's the principle of as long as you have the potential to do something, you don't have to do it. Kalaroi labila, ain bila makevis. An elaim can't give testimony, so therefore he is mufka, he doesn't have the potential, so that's the only din. Or the second answer given to that question is by the Balamor, right here in Yevamos, and also Tosfos Ksubos and Dachaf, where they both say, no, shtar is different, because shtar is written, midas hamischayiv. The one that is committing told me to write the shtar. And if he told me to write the shtar, I said, that's not Edus Shebishtar. That's not Mipiyam Velo Mipiksavam. That's not Edus about something else. I am concretizing his commitment. That's Edus Bishtar, as the language of the Balamar. Mipiyam Velo Mipiksavam is Aser, but Mipiksavo is Mutter. Ksavo, if he told me to write it. But the third answer is the Rambam's answer. The Rambam said, all Edus Bishtar is Durabanan. Sold Rabbanan. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Edus. So with that background, now the Ksos. The Ksos says, according to the Rambam, that says Edus Bishtar is Rabbanan, so then this Aveira, you can never do with an action. Because what's the action that's here by these co-signers or the Sofer? The whole idea of a Shtar is Rabbanan, according to the Rambam. So according to that view, in Kein Lo Shayach Lomar, the Iker Ala Bishtar. So according to that, the Iker Aveiro would not be done with the Maisa, and that's why you'd have to come up, that relates to the issue of the reason why you wouldn't get Malchus or not. Okay, two other points in the Menchas Chinuch. In Os Aleph, back to Os Aleph, the Menchas Chinuch points out, does one violate? These are all people who are involved in the Aveira. What about the Aveira of Lifnei Iver, which is a separate Aveira that we'll get to later on, Bezrem and Parshas Kedoshim, of helping making sure that, the Isser is to, if I am involved in somebody else doing an Aveira. The question is, what if he would have done the Aveira without me? That's a big shaila in the Gemara, but Pashtas is, according to most Rishonim's understanding, if he couldn't do the Aveira without me, then I violate Lifnei Iver. But if he would have gotten the loan anyway, if he would have done the Aveira anyway, then I don't get the Aveira de Oraisa of Lifnei Iver. If a Nazir is about to pick up a cup of wine, and I give him a different cup of wine, that's not Lifnei Iver, because he was about to do the Aveira anyway. So says the Minchas Chinuch, in our case, Do you violate Lifnei Iver also? Well, it depends if they could have gotten the loan without you or not. Third line. In lo ayah malveh below haim. If the malveh, the lender, wouldn't have lent the money without the cosigner, without the witnesses, over gamkin alav to Lifnei Iver, lo si de michshol, then you would get both averas. Lifnei Iver and this avera. Elamairi, when do you have this avera by itself, exclusively? To hayah malveh below haim. If they would get the avera, if the malveh would lend anyway. Dein over malveh Iver, rak b'koy b'shay every denara. Because you only get the avera if it's impossible for the person to do the avera. So then, and I help him, I facilitate his doing the avera. So in that case, I would get the avera of Lifnei Iver. But if he's going to do it anyway, I don't get Lifnei Iver. But you would still get this one. That's the chiddush of this. There's a separate avera. You have to think, are there any others? Helping somebody do an avera separate from Lifnei Iver. But that's what he discusses here in Os Aleph. On the top left of the Minchas Chinuch, top of the Minchas Chinuch, there's another important ha'ara where he says, he quotes Tosfos in Baba Kama, on Daf Lamid Amid Beis. Tosfos there asks a very strong question on this whole sugya. What's the issue here? Either the Edom involved, they're involved in the Avera, so therefore, they get this separate Avera. These Edom, L'chora, become Pasol L'Edus. L'chora. We know whenever somebody involved in an Avera that has to deal with money, he's a Ganav, he's a Gazlan, he's Pasol Eidus. That's called the Rush of the Chamas. The 10th parak of Hilchas Eidus in the Rambam. So asks Tosfos on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, if these Eidim are Pasol, so how do you ever have a star that is a star with ribbis on it? The Eidim that's signing the star are signing on a star that is a ribbis star. They're doing this Aveira, they're Pasol Eidus. So says Bam Kasha. How do you ever have this case? How do you have the kids? I have somebody that ate them, sign on a star with ribbis. The second that they sign on the star, they're violating this avir. They're pasul edus, so the star can't exist because there are no edim on the star. That's Tosfos Bamb Kasha. Tosfos gives three answers. Tosfos says maybe pasul edus. This is a big yisod of pasul edus. Pasul edus is only when people think they're doing something wrong. If people don't think they're doing anything wrong, so then there's no psul. There's still an avira, but there's no psul edus. Until they find out. Number one. Number two, says Tosfos, maybe the cases where you have a case where somebody was forced. There was an ones, they were forced. But the other answer given by the Ksos based on Iran in the first parak in Chulin, the Ksos says no, they're doing the Aveira, but when do they violate the Aveira? They violate right as they finish signing on the Shtar. This Shtar is kosher! Now the apostle! So now they can't sign on any star. But while they're signing on, they're not puzzled yet. That's the Ksos in Simin, Nun Beis, Os Aleph. Says the Ksos, they're Nifsal after the Maisa. Just like where? Just like the Ran in Chulin. The Ran in Chulin and Daf Yudal. The Mishnah in Chulin and Daf Yudal says, if I shecht on Shabbos, let's say I shecht an animal on Shabbos, I'm Chayiv Misa. But the carbon's kosher. Ask Tosfos, but aren't you a Mumar? A Mumar is a heretic for Shabbos. If a Mumar shechts, it's a Shechitis Psul. It's like a Goy shechting. So why is that shechita kosher? Says the Ran to answer Tosfos Kasha, because you're only a mumar once you finish the act. Once you shechted once, now you're a mumar, so your second shechita is going to be a problem. But the first shechita, it's not a problem until after you finish. So too here. Says the Ksos that here, the psul, to answer Tosfos Kasha, but become a deflamid, the psul of signing on a star with ribbis is only once you sign. So this star is going to be kosher. You didn't become possible until afterwards. If you want to look, the Rav Soloveitchik in Rishima Shiurim on that Gemara Baba Kama is not so thinks that you can be mechalik between the case of Shechita and the case of Pasul Eidus here. Maybe one. Shechita is based on there's a difference between Rishas Hagavra and Maisa Avera, while Mumar, by the Shechita case, might be based on a status, and a status might not kick in until after you do the act. But in our case, Pasul Eidus, that might be even earlier. So again, but that's the Ksos Simen Nun Beis and Rishima Shiurim on Baba Kama Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Okay, so we'll stop here. Beshev Torah, we will continue with the next Isurim, all continuing in our Parsha.